This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, presented by Brandon Legal Group. When you have a legal need, when you have a legal question, make the call to Brandon Legal Group. They are located in Brandon, but they do service the greater Tampa Bay area. You do not need to live in Brandon nor work in Brandon to have a conversation and schedule a free consult with Brandon Legal Group. The guys at Brandon Legal Group are huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They have the first foursome in Todd Wright Tour 17, which is already 50% full. Not bad for 9 days on sale. Brandon Legal Group, right there with three other huge supporters of my golf tournaments. I trust them in what they do for me in terms of supporting the Todd Wright Tour. And I trust they can have a first conversation with you and give you a straight answer. And they are a full-service law firm. So no matter what your legal question or legal issue is, full service covers that. And we've already covered the fact that you do not need to live nor work, nor say if you're in a car accident and it's not in Brandon, Brandon Legal Group is there for you. Servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4BLG for me. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Yes, the next Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, with so much going on, hosting the two fantasy events at Hooters. Everyone at Hooters seems really happy. Everyone who went to Hooters seems happy with what we did at those two remotes. And then I hosted my own fantasy draft for the foundation and had the invitational. But Todd Wright Tour 17, XVII, this is the event where we play it strategically on an NFL Sunday at 1 o'clock. We do not go up against a Buccaneer home game since we play our golf tournaments in the greater Tampa Bay area. This one will be at longtime Todd Wright Tour supporter West Chase Golf Club. Bucks are on the road, not a home game. So if you have Bucks tickets, I'm not making you make a decision. I get that. It's a morning game that day, and we're going to incorporate that into the action. You get parlay cards. The better your parlay cards are, the more we take strokes off your golf score, and we'll be playing speed golf to end each nine, where on the par 4 ninth and the par 4 18th at West Chase, there's already going to be par on your scorecard. You can't better it. You can't do worse than that. You're going to play for time only. And the best time on number 9 for the day and the best time for number 18 on the day is going to win a team prize. So you're playing beat the clock. In addition to beat the spread, you try to beat par, the entire golf tournament. A lot of things always going on at my events. We always start on time. I always feed the heck out of you, and everybody leaves with something. Not like some of these golf tournaments that just want your money. They throw you out there, and you buy raffle tickets and go home with nothing. That doesn't happen at my events. So to sign up for Todd Wright Tour 17, go to joebucksfan.com/golf. joebucksfan.com/golf. You can just come to the tournament on your own. I'll pair you up. You and one friend, I'll pair you up with a twosome. If you have three guys, buy a threesome. I'll either let you play as a threesome or I'll find a fourth for you. Or what most people do, they put together an entire team, play as a foursome. All of those options are there. Any more information you need, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Much like fantasy football questions, you email toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. For my golf events, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Speaking of golf, yeah, just give me a second on this. Last year was my quest to get my career resume in the state of Florida to 150 golf courses played. It just sort of happened. I realized in the summertime I was at about 126, and I just thought, wouldn't it be cool to get to 150 by the end of the year? and I played Summerfield Crossing on New Year's Eve Day as course number 150. And when I say a course, it's for the first time. And that's lifetime and career. Well, this year, we're pushing for 200. And I'm at 191 after playing at Lakewood National and Lakewood Ranch yesterday, which will be hosting a PGAtourweb.com event starting next February. The front nine is a lot of fun, and it was great to find a dry golf course and a dry day for that matter, as hot as it was. So I'm at 191. If any of you are podcast listeners who have a connection, work at, or are a member at, or would like me to play at a particular golf course in the state of Florida that you're involved with or you're a regular at, I may not have it on the list. Again, I'm at 191, and I'll travel pretty much anywhere in the state to get this done. So if you're in Ocala, if you're on the east coast of Florida, if you're in Naples, if you're in Tallahassee, if you have keys to the gate at Edina Springs, since they closed that, if you're in the greater Jacksonville area, you know, let me know. If you're a member at Palmacia, I've never played there. Would love to play there with you. Let me know. Let's add your course to my list as I push for 200 by the end of the year. Email me any golf ideas at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. 9 to go in the state of Florida. I play golf outside the state of Florida as well, but I got to get 9 more in these next 3.5 months to hit 200. All right, so email also your fantasy questions, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Don't go overboard making drops and ads the first week. You want to make one? Make one. Go ahead. If you want to drop the guy you picked in the 13th round that was your running back 5 or your wide receiver 4 or your tight end 3 or your quarterback 3, go ahead. No downside to that. Don't cut someone you started in week 1. Don't. Don't cut someone you drafted to be a starter for you. Not after 1 week. Don't do it. We'll talk more about that in the next podcast later in the week. Bucks Bulletin, we focus on the Buccaneer matchup, which is an intriguing one this week against the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles, who've had an extra 3 days to prepare for their week 2 game. Another advantage of being the Super Bowl champ. You get all off season to prepare for a Thursday game, so it's not really a big deal since most teams sit their starters the last preseason game anyway, and you get the extra few days to prepare for week 2. It's not a bad way to get out of the gate. Eagles offense looked bad week 2. Buccaneer defense week 1. Buccaneer defense looked bad week 1, and now, albeit he's considered a bust, but Vernon Hargraves, with Brent Grimes already down, weakens the Buccaneers secondary. So they have all these defensive linemen to get to the quarterback. If they don't get there, who's covering anybody at this point in the secondary? So from the Buccaneer standpoint, fantasy perspective, Eagles defense played well against Matt Ryan and the Falcons. Only Tevin Coleman got in the end zone. Julio Jones did not. Big surprise. Those of you who are fantasy owners of Julio Jones know how this goes. And it's one of the sort of the flaws of the Matt Ryan, Julio Jones game. So from the Buccaneer standpoint, off the explosion against the New Orleans Saints, that could have been, should have been more, and then makes the game more comfortable. Philly does have a defense, which New Orleans had one last year and just had all sorts of problems. I think New Orleans' defense is better than it's being given credit. A lot of this is the new play caller in Tampa Bay. Ryan Fitzpatrick, we told you months ago when Jameis got suspended, Ryan Fitzpatrick would connect with DeSean Jackson. Now, Jackson may or may not be able to go in week 2, but you saw that play out in week 1. And just Fitzpatrick being very aggressive, making deep throws in one-on-one situations to various targets, spreading it around. You're playing Mike Evans this week. If you did pick up Chris Godwin on waivers. I don't know if you're playing him this week, but I can understand the pickup. I'd be more interested in playing DeSean Jackson this week if he has a clean bill of health. But again, take the Eagles defense into consideration. As far as O.J. Howard is concerned, yeah, I get it. I mean, we're to that point now where the phasing out of Cameron Brate seems pretty far down the road. It was end of last year and now the beginning of this season. If you own Brate, I don't really know why. I think he's just taken up a roster spot where you might be better off picking up someone else who might turn into something on someone else on another team this year. Don't expect near 50 points against the Philadelphia Eagles, but I think also don't expect 10. Don't expect 14. There's enough to go on from a fantasy perspective to think the Bucs can score two or maybe three touchdowns in this game with Fitzpatrick at the controls. Fitzpatrick, it's a tough call because you really can't make much of a case yet that he's going to play more than four or five games. So picking him up, unless you have an extra roster spot in a single quarterback league, you probably drafted a better quarterback in your season-long league. Fitzpatrick, maybe as a DFS play. I think off last week, a number of Buccaneers have DFS appeal. And for those of you who don't understand what DFS, daily fantasy appeal, means as opposed to season-long, it's very simple. You're putting together a team for one game. There's no investment long term. There's no cutting of someone on your roster that you don't have. Also, when I say a player has DFS appeal, sometimes it means that player is lower on the board of price. As an example, you can't start Tom Brady and Alvin Kamara and Todd Gurley and Antonio Brown every week. All of a sudden, you're at the salary cap and you still have five more spots to fill. So usually you have to take at least two spots in addition to probably a lower price DST. I never spend money on DST. Usually you have to spend a little less on a wide receiver or a running back or your flex position or a quarterback, one or two of those. And that's where a Godwin may come in. A DeSean Jackson, if he's cleared to play, a Ryan Fitzpatrick come in, and O.J. Howard comes in. From a season-long standpoint, it's not a great matchup, but the Bucs aren't going to go from scoring 48 to scoring 6. They're not going to do that this week. And as far as Barber is concerned, a lot early and then not so much, which was odd. Because of the fact that the Bucs played from such a big lead and Barber was not fed the ball to kill the clock and shorten the game. The Buccaneers just continued to attack over the top, and through the air. Barber is worth rostering at this point. I'm not sure if you're playing him in this game is any more than a flex option, just because of the matchup against the Eagles and because of how little he produced in the second half of a game the Bucs led significantly last week. From the Eagles' standpoint, not a ton to like. Again, we talked about a week ago here on the podcast how Nelson Aguilar's line is my smoking gun why PPR should not exist. Nelson Aguilar was worth 34 yards in the Thursday night game. Why should he get 11 plus points in fantasy? In full point PPR, that's what he got. No, he shouldn't. PPR should not exist. Either the yards are there or the touchdown is there. You shouldn't get a point for catching a ball and doing nothing with it. So I'll bring up the Nelson Aguilar example to shoot down PPR now going forward. I understand many of you are in PPR leagues, but that's why PPR should go away. So Aguilar had one of the oddest and most I don't want to say it was inefficient. It was kind of meaningless. So it shouldn't have meant anything in fantasy. Not expecting that to change very much. Aguilar isn't getting down the field. Or Foles just isn't getting him the ball down the field. Alshon Jeffrey is doing some things this week, but he said Thursday was still weeks away. I guess there's a chance Alshon Jeffrey goes this week, but I kind of doubt it. Again, the Eagles won last week. They're not in a desperate situation. They may look at the Buccaneers defense and say, you know, we don't have to push Alshon, just like they're not pushing Carson Wentz. They're playing for the long term here to try to get back to the Super Bowl. They look in their division, and what the hell do they see? Dallas, Giants, Washington. Alex Smith will get some things done there. Now they have Adrian Peterson. Are you sure the Raiders are older than the Redskins? Likely no Alshon Jeffrey, no Carson Wentz. I don't think Nick Foles is much of a play this week, even against the Buccaneer defense. He hasn't looked good for a while now. He hasn't looked good since he was holding up the Vince Lombardi trophy. Jay Ajayi, yeah. Yeah, he's a play this week. You played him last week, you were rewarded, and wow, he touched the ball twice when the ball was snapped inside the five. Scored a touchdown on one of the plays, scored a two-point conversion, barely hanging on long enough, but it counts. So Ajayi is definitely a play. Ertz is definitely a play, off an odd game for Ertz where he was targeted a lot. He had a couple of drops. He never really looked the part. He looked off his game. But Travis Kelce had a bad first game also, though traditionally has bad games for whatever reason in that building. Or had a bad game last year where the Chargers play. What is it? StubHub Center. So you're not benching Kelce and you're not benching Ertz. So out of this, the definite plays are Evans on the Bucs side, Ajayi and Ertz on the Eagles side. If you're looking for, if DeSean Jackson was healthier, I'd say yes. Godwin, I can see it. If you're a three wide receiver league or a flex type play, even though it's the Eagles defense, I don't think you're there yet with OJ Howard. You probably have a better tight end. Go ahead and play him this week. Don't bench Kelce or Ertz for OJ Howard. You're not to that point. And from the Eagles perspective, I'm not excited about Aguilar. I know he had the targets last week, but the Bucs secondary doesn't look like it has very much. But I expect the Eagles to get in the end zone a couple of times in this game. I don't think it'd be Aguilar doing it. I think it'd be Ertz, maybe a Dallas Goedert, which right now you know that's more of a DFS bargain play. You're not putting him on your season long roster. You're not playing him this week. Jay Ajayi, Darren Sproles. Those to me strike me as the guys that the Eagles might get in the end zone, because they're just sort of piecing together a wide receiver core right now with like Marcus Wheaton and Mike Wallace. And, you know, all Mike Wallace does is just he's kind of an old John Ross, much better than John Ross. Granted, Ross had a touchdown last week for the Bengals, but had two targets and that was it. So there's the matchup on Bucks and Eagles. Play the obvious plays, the guys you drafted. You're not going out of your way. There's no sort of James Conner on either of these teams where just because you have them or just because you picked them up this week, you're getting them in the lineup. If there wasn't Jameis Winston or if Winston was suspended for 8 games, yeah, you could be picking up Fitzmagic in a season-long league and playing him. But the fact that he likely goes back to the bench Week 4, week 5, week 6, doesn't give him much value unless you totally have an extra roster spot, or week 1, you were so disappointed with Matthew Stafford, you just don't want to play him week 2. And sometimes emotions get the best of us. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, is presented by Brandon Legal Group, 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Full service law firm, and you do not need to work, nor live, nor have your legal question originate in the city of Brandon, Florida, to call Brandon Legal Group and schedule a free consult. Big supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Events, they are there when you need them. They know just because you hear this ad, you're not going to call them. You probably have nothing to talk to them about. When you do have something to talk to them about, that's when you remember the number. 844-4-BLG-4ME, full service law firm, Brandon Legal Group. Big supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Remember Todd Wright Tour 17XVII at West Chase Golf Club, October 28th, is on sale now. We are 50% full already in 10 days. We've sold half the tee times in 10 days. JoeBucksFan.com/golf. JoeBucksFan.com/golf. Or just email me for more info at ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. We'll talk to you later this week after the Thursday night game for the full weekend preview on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for week 2.